from Milieu Media Group. This is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for those of us whose coaches could never quite remember our names. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is episode 24, The Greatest Player in the NBA, with my friend, Nathan Schartz.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner. With me again today is my good friend, Nathan Schartz. Nathan, welcome back.
Luke, I'm so happy to be here. And if you'll allow me to just tell one small joke to your father, okay. Jim Brauner.
Please.
I think he would appreciate this. He's a golfer.
Yes.
When people say you should bring two pairs of pants to go golfing, do you know why that is?
No.
In case you get a hole in one.
Huh. That's really bad.
You're welcome, Jim.
Really bad. Okay, so one of my favorite things to do with you, Nathan, is to create a space for you to share your opinions, which you tend to do. You state your opinions as though they are facts, and it always gets a rise out of people, and I love that. And so I want to invite you today. We're going to talk a little bit about basketball.
Okay.
Who would you say today is the best player in the NBA? And then defend your case.
LeBron James, and that's pretty simple from an all-around standpoint.
Okay.
He's the most athletic player we've probably ever seen in this league.
That's meaning, of meaning all time. What? When you say that, what exactly do you mean?
He can do more things on a above average level than any player has ever been able to do. He's built so strong. He's so athletic. The guy jumps out of the gym. He's quick, he's fast, he's smart. The dude knows the game, he studies the game, he's a student of the game.
Greatest of all time?
He's the greatest of all time, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Jordan would obviously be 1B for me. And LeBron...
That's shocking to me, because you're maybe the biggest Jordan fan I've ever known.
Absolutely. Michael Jordan was part of my childhood. He was a big part of the fabric of my childhood.
But you think LeBron's better?
I do. I don't want to look at Jordan through rose-colored glasses. You've got to be realistic.
Even though you do want to look at Barry Sanders through rose-colored glasses.
Well, I switch glasses for different leagues.
Okay.
So this is NBA.
Okay.
LeBron James, to me, is the most all-around complete player you've ever seen. The kid was a phenom at age 10. So and he's lived
literally
up to,
at age 10.
This guy, he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 14.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he was a stud, and he's lived up to every ounce of that studdom. The guy is incredible. And I'll go you one further.
Yeah, go sports, in which we invent the word studdom.
Studdom.
Continue.
Look it up. I've used it in Yahtzee or
Scrabble.
Scrabble. Let me go you one further on LeBron. Okay. You've never once heard of this guy. I'm being serious. You've never heard of him abusing drugs, getting a DUI, beating a kid, cheating on his wife, got prostitutes. The guy's pretty clean, and that's hard to do in the age of Twitter and social media when you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 14. Everybody since birth has told you that you're a god. That's hard to do. He's kept a pretty level head about himself, and I'm not trying to just wax his car because I'm in love with the man. I'm telling you. The dude is all around. It's studded him. So to argue him being the greatest player in the NBA now is pretty easy for me. He doesn't have as many rings as a Jordan or even a Kobe or, you know, even they're going to put
Dennis
up.
Dennis Rodman, for that matter.
Dennis
right?
Robert Horry.
Yeah.
I think Robert Horry's got 8 rings. So it's hard to say, like a lot of people would say Kevin Durant, he's a bitch. He sold himself out. He wanted to put rings on his table, and that's
now,
fine.
Hang on. Isn't that exactly what LeBron did?
Not necessarily. When he formed his team in Miami, that team was not yet assembled. Okay? Yeah, he did cause some super team issues.
Okay.
But Kevin Durant joined a team that had just come off the greatest NBA regular season of all time. They won 73 games. They also beat his team in the playoffs. He joined that team. If you can't beat him, join him. That's Kevin Durant.
Okay.
I just don't have a whole lot of love for that man. He's not what you want your kids to look up to.
You're not going
to
wax his car.
No, we will not. We will not be shining his car. You want me to keep going? Okay.
No, that's good.
You got LeBron, KD, your boy James Harden is definitely in that mix.
Of best in the league.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This year, James Harden's unbelievable. He's averaging 31 points a game. He's actually playing some defense, which is not common for him, but they've been good this year. Houston is a legitimate threat to the Golden State Warriors world.
Wow.
You know, so.
Well, hopefully we end up with LeBron.
I'm telling you, if you do, you guys are going to put 2, 3, 4 titles on a wall.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Nate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Brauner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.